You're on Ring Radio with Dr. Peter Beter. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Harry. How you doing?
Great. Go ahead. Ask Dr. Beter your question.
Okay. I have two direct questions. I'll be brief as possible. One, I want to find out what was your opinion of our secretary, our Dr. Kissinger, on the statement that he felt that Richard Nixon was our better, turned out to be one of our better presidents. I want you to make that opinion by putting politics aside and the press view of the former president aside. Secondly, I want to know, do you feel that a mystery will grow around Richard Nixon as it has in the past with Howard Hughes? You know, the less we've heard of Howard Hughes, the more mysterious he became. I'll hang up and listen to your viewpoint on that. And thanks a lot again, Harry.
You got all that, Dr. Beter?
He wanted to know what Kissinger's viewpoint was on Nixon.
What do you think about Kissinger's statement that Richard Nixon was one of our better presidents?
Well, let me say this. From my own information, and I can only speak from the information I received.
Right.
On the last night that Kissinger was with Nixon, he blackmailed President Nixon by saying that if he did not resign, he would play a certain tape dated April 1974 at a press conference.
Can you tell us what was on that tape?
This was the missing tape which would have implicated President Nixon in a type of action which would be detrimental to his reputation.
Well, if Henry Kissinger was the one who said, "You resign or I'll play the tape, as you are alleging here. If
public for the first time.
All right, if Henry Kissinger did that, was he acting for Henry Kissinger?
No, he was acting for Nelson Rockefeller.
For Nelson Rockefeller.
Because every bit of information that Kissinger got, duplicates of his press releases, duplicates of his telephone conversations, were sent to Pocantico Hills.
All right. What all is in this Rockefeller safe at Pocantico Hills where they, even the secular press has told us recently that Kissinger has a whole lot of his papers there. What all's in that safe? Any idea?
Not a safe. Underneath Pocantico Hills, I've been there, is a tremendous vault where big trucks can go in. These are just one of a series of caves that he has in New York State. In the Pocantico Hills, these this big vault, which can let a big truck come in, contains the secret documents of all of our government under the Kissinger Rockefeller program. And Kissinger had all the tapes. As a matter of fact, Nixon really didn't have to have these tapes because the CIA, which is nothing but a private detective agency for the Rockefellers, had all the tapes up there. Someday, God willing, that all of this will come out and indict the real perpetrators who have double-crossed this country and placed it in the hands of the Soviets, that is, the Rockefellers and their lackeys, including Henry Kissinger. So my idea is, sure, Nixon made some mistakes. He did double-cross the Rockefellers by not appointing Nelson, and he appointed Ford. Sure, he did try to help the American people in many ways, which did make the Rockefellers mad at him.
We'll return with Dr. Peter Beter and more conversation in just a moment.